1 Corinthians 16, verse number 15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunaeus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. They have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for giving us. Lord, thank you for the service this morning, Lord. Thank you for helping us there as we preach, Lord. I pray, thank you for the afternoon you've given us and the beautiful weather. Lord, I pray you'd help us now in the service. Lord, I pray you give us the words to say to help the people here that are listening. And Lord, the ones that may listen later on, Lord, I pray you help them and bless them and use this to be a help to their family. In Jesus' name, amen. I keep getting interrupted by my six-month-old. I have a very simple thought for you tonight. This may be more of a quick devotional than a message. But I have to be honest with you, I struggled this afternoon on what to bring you tonight. I tried to run it. I preached the morning service, went right into a study. They're going to study and get done quicker, and that didn't work out so well. So kind of need to give your mind a break there for a little while. But anyway, so I brought this to you tonight. I was trying to study some more about the Palm Sunday, because that's what today is, and study more about different psalms and some different stuff David did while he's on the run, and how he's faithful even though he's on the run. And I studied here and there and everywhere and never could get any peace about what to preach. And I just laid all my stuff down. Big stack of books and the Bibles around me. And I said, Lord, I just want to be faithful. I want to have a service tonight, try to be faithful to the church. That's what I'm here to do. I'm going to try to do that. It's like it hit me in the back of the head and reminded me of this passage here and those that addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. We're in a day right now where it's very easy to take this thing of church for granted. It's easy to say, well, I'll go do this and I'll just watch church later on. Nobody will know I'm skipping church this time. It's probably easier just to skip it altogether. Not for us here, as we have more work to put in, but probably easier to skip it altogether. I know the video is not like a real service, doesn't even compare to being a real service. I understand that, and I'm not denying that. And I'm trying my best to keep some sort of church going for us here. I know it's not ideal, but I just want to be faithful. That's what I'm going to try to do tonight. The Lord didn't save us and put us into the ministry only for the easy times. He didn't put us here and say, you be faithful to the church when it's easy to do so, when it's convenient to do so. He just said, you be faithful. He said, fail not the assembly. I know I'm not the best preacher around by far. I've never claimed to be. I'm not the most eloquent, for sure. Definitely not the most educated. And we could all agree with those things. I know I'll never be all those things. But one thing I can do, one thing that is in my power to do and in your power to do is to remain faithful. That's not up to anybody else but yourself. It's personal. Just to be present. Just to be there. To be here. When it's easy, be here. When it's hard, be here. When the sun is shining outside and you'd rather be fishing, be here. To be faithful to God and to His Word. It's going to be a simple thought tonight. It's going to probably go through it pretty quick. Let's go over a couple verses here that we just read. And one more in a previous passage. And then we'll be done. I just want to share this with you and ask you the question. Are you addicted to serving the Lord? So who is this stout house of Stephanas here that Paul is talking about? Why is Paul bragging about him to the Corinthian church? 1 Corinthians 16, 15, verse read earlier. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Paul says, you know who it is. You know the house of Stephanas. You know how they are. You know what they have done. They've addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Paul said as if he's bragging about the family there, the house of Stephanas. This house of Stephanas is only mentioned three times, twice here in just these couple verses, as mentioned in the first chapter of this book as well. Every time they're mentioned, it's only a couple times, but all three times they're mentioned, they're being a help to Paul. And Paul's bragging about them. We don't know much about them, but what we can see, and Paul tells us, is that they're faithful. It says they have addicted themselves. That word addicted just means to assign, to appoint, to determine, to ordain, or to set. To set in order. They're put into the position of ministry. Some have talked, well, I don't know if they're preachers or a deacon. I don't know either. The Bible doesn't say. It just says they were faithful. They were addicted to the ministry. And every time we see them, which is not often, usually in the background, but every time we see them, those three times, they're doing a work for getting something accomplished for the Lord and helping the Apostle Paul. They're making a difference in the man of God's life. They made an impact. The house of Stephanus may not have meant much to anybody else, may not have been famous. We don't know much about them other than these few times they're mentioned, but they made a huge difference to the Apostle Paul, and they made a difference to the Corinthian church. Everybody in the Corinthian church knew them, apparently. Paul mentions it like everybody knows who they are. This family was something special. May not have been famous, may have not been up in the headlights, but they were faithful, and they had addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. So let's take a look at these three mentions here of them and see what we can see, how we relate this to ourselves, see if we can be like this family here. There's just three times we're mentioned. We're going to look at those. Number one, the first time is right here in 1 Corinthians 16:15. First one we're going to look at anyway. It says that we see that it was a personal addiction. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I told you that word addicted there means to addict, to appoint, to determine, or to set. But notice also it says they addicted themselves. Well, what does that mean? That means that it wasn't Paul who ordained them or set them in order. It means that they did it themselves. Paul didn't write a letter to Stephanus and tell his household to get to work in the ministry. He didn't appoint them into a ministry. His pastor didn't call him and appoint him to it. His family didn't appoint him to it. It says they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. This was a personal decision. Can I remind you this evening, it's a personal decision if you're going to have any, if you're going to do anything to serve the Lord, it's a personal decision. It's not my job as a pastor to call you up and remind you of when church is. I'm glad I don't have to do that. I'm glad I don't have to do that. And I don't have time for that. I don't call you up every morning to ask you if you read your Bible. I don't have time for all that. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not my job to call you on Saturday night and make sure you're staying out of trouble and staying clean and ready for service on Sunday morning. It's not my job to call you up or have this Facebook Live video and make sure you're watching it. It's not my job. If you're going to be faithful, if you're going to be addicted to serving God, it's going to have to be a personal decision. They addicted themselves. They said, you know what? It's good enough for Paul. It's good enough for us. We are addicted. We are determining we're going to be faithful no matter what. We're addicting ourselves to the ministry. Now more than ever, while we are separate, the church here is separate, it's going to be a personal decision you're going to have to make sure you're faithful to serving God. Nobody else is watching you. Nobody else knows if you're actually listening in the services or not, being part of the services or not. Nobody knows. It's between you and the Lord and your family. Are you faithful? Are you addicted to serving him? Are you determined to serve him? It's a personal decision. We see it was personal for him. We see it was memorable that the family was. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we see that actually the first time they're mentioned. The second point here, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's in verse number 14. I thank God that I have baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I have baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. Even when the household of Stephanus was first baptized and they became part of the church there, there's just something different about the family, something different about them. Paul says, I don't know if I baptized anybody else or not, but I know for a fact that I baptized the house of Stephanus. I remember them. That family made a difference in the ministry of Paul. Paul said, I don't know about anybody else. Paul said, but I remember them. They were memorable. How's your spirit? How's your faithfulness? We didn't do a ton of traveling before we came here. We did a little traveling preaching before preparing to come to Alaska. And we were in a good number of churches. And I have to be honest, I don't remember everybody we met. We met a lot of people. There's no way I could remember all those people and their names. There's no way I can remember every service we went to. There's no way I can remember every pastor and what he may have said to me or my family. I don't remember all of them. But there are a few that stick out in my mind, a few that God used to be a blessing to us at that time. I remember we were in a church in Concord, North Carolina. On a Sunday morning, there was a young boy, I don't know, probably 8 years old or around that age. He had taken an envelope and written a note on the envelope and stuck his only $5 bill in the envelope and gave it to me, the preacher. Say, you want to be a blessing to the preacher. You know what I did with that $5 bill? I didn't do a thing with it. I still have it there in my office. There's no way I'd spend that. It means too much. God used that to teach me a lesson. Some things, some people are memorable. God used them to be a special blessing at just the right time in your life. That's who Stephanus and his household was to Paul. What about you? How's your spirit? Are you memorable? Some people are memorable for the right reasons. Some remember for the wrong reasons. We also remember one old lady. Oh, that sounded nice. Some elderly lady. She was an old lady. Who kicked us out of our seat because we were in her spot. Kicked Natalie out of her seat because she was in Natalie's. Natalie was in her spot. We remember that one too. Not all memories are good ones. How are you remembered? What about you? Are you making an impact for Lord? Are you making an impact, an example for Lord? How is your testimony? How is your faithfulness? Are you addicted to serving the Lord? Not only memorable, they were incorrigible. 1 Corinthians 16:16, again, the last chapter there. It says that you submit yourselves unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus. I'm not Greek, I'm sorry. And Achaeus, for that which they have, which was lacking in your part, they have supplied. If they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. What was it that Paul was lacking here? It wasn't money, I don't believe. He talked about how he's not chargeable to them in the previous chapters. I don't think he'd bring it back up again here in the last chapter. I don't know. It doesn't tell us. It could be a letter. Maybe the house of Stephanus brought him a letter. Maybe they brought him supplies. Maybe it's just the fact that they were a help and a fellow laborer. They have refreshed his spirit. Maybe it's just the fact that they were refreshing. That is encouragement to Paul. It was encouragement to him. It refreshed his spirit. It pepped him up and helped him keep on going for the Lord. They used the ministry they had to be an encouragement to the man of God. They were a blessing. They were an encouragement. They refreshed his spirit and yours. That's talking about the church. Refreshed the church's spirit. They were an encouragement. How's your spirit tonight? How's your ministry? How's your attitude? Are you memorable for the right reasons? How's your attitude? I'm thankful for those here that I can say I have a personal ministry, and they are memorable, and they are encouragement to me as their pastor. A church is full of them here. I'm thankful for that. I just want to say thank you to all of you that have, for the calls and the texts and the fellowship we've had in the past few days. It's been an encouragement to me and a fresh refreshment to my spirit. I'm thankful for it. Challenge me just to stick with it and be faithful. Just hang in there and be faithful. Encourage you tonight to hang in there, be faithful. I know this is different. I know this is hard. I know this is not fun having services like this. It's different. Don't get the fellowship like we normally would. I know it's not easy. Can I encourage you tonight to stick with it? Be addicted to the ministry of the saints. Be addicted to the church. Be addicted to the ministry. Be determined to be a part of the church. Faithfulness was important to Paul. This isn't the only time he mentions faithfulness. It says in 1 Timothy 1:12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Paul says, God put me in the ministry because he counted me faithful, not because he counted me worthy of the position. He counted me faithful. Can I encourage you tonight? In these different times we're in right now, like I said, I know it's different, it's weird, and probably a little awkward at times. Don't quit being faithful. The Lord will bless it. I'm telling you, if you remain faithful, the Lord will bless you for it. Don't get lazy. Don't get complacent. I'm praying that this time we'll light a fire under us and challenge us to do more and take advantage of the time we do have. I pray it teaches not to take for granted the opportunity we have to meet together. Don't let it make you lazy. I want to thank Brother Jay today. He texted me, and before he got done, he said he's looking forward. He's excited about being able to come back to church. He's excited. He don't know when that's going to happen. When it does happen, he's excited for it to happen. That encouraged me to hear that. I'm glad we're looking forward, and y'all are looking forward to getting back together again. I don't ever want this video here to take place of the church. It's a sad substitute for church. Are you addicted to service of the Lord? It's personal. That's up to you. Don't let this time make you lazy, make you complacent. Be addicted to it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for having given us tonight. Lord, thank you for your scriptures here and the encouragement it can be. Lord, I pray you help our church tonight and pray you challenge us to go on and do more for you. Lord, thank you for all you've done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. I know it's a little different tonight, short and simple and sweet. But anyway, I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And if we don't see you before then, we'll see you on this, I guess, on Wednesday night. Thank you.